This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
On today's edition of Traveling the Bluegrass Uncovered, we make an agritourism edition stop at Buffalo Trace Distillery in Frankfort, and we talk with Lee Coward, the tour host at Buffalo Trace.
Well, I'm so glad you're here. I always like the opportunity to talk about our distillery, talk about our products, talk about bourbon in general.
Buffalo Trace is a name known around the world for bourbon, but for folks who may not know a lot about it, tell us the Buffalo Trace story, a little history, and how did Buffalo Trace get here?
Well, sure. We're the oldest continually operating distillery in the United States. We can trace our beginnings all the way back to 1786. That's when the first documented distilling was done here in a little settlement called Leestown, which was founded in 1775, one of Kentucky's first settlements, founded by Willis and Hancock Lee. And it was founded along the Great Buffalo Trace, that trail that the buffalo made as they migrated through the wilderness, which followed the banks of the Kentucky River. Our distillery literally sits on the riverbank. And so in the olden days, the buffalo would migrate along the opposite bank. Just below where today's distillery sits, there's a big bend in the river. Before the locks and dams were built, it was shallower. There was a sandbar there, and that's where the buffalo would cross over and then continued on towards today's Lexington, Kentucky. And so the Lee brothers came along, Great Buffalo Trace, crossed over the river, got to this side, decided they liked it so well, established Leestown in 1775. We know that by 1786, Hancock Lee was operating a still.
Wow. So very unique. I think you were one of the few distilleries that actually stayed open during Prohibition. That's kind of unique for Prohibition.
And that's what we say, the oldest continually operating distillery, because once we started, we never stopped. Been in continuous operation ever since then. I always joke with the guests, including that little, the little hiccup in the whiskey business, the noble experiment. Yeah, we were one of the few distilleries in the country that had a permit from the federal government to continue production. It was never technically illegal to consume alcohol during Prohibition. The 18th Amendment just said you can't buy it, sell it, make it, or move it. Didn't say anything about drinking it. So if you could get it legally, you could drink it legally. But there's only one legal way, and that was if you were sick enough, which wasn't all that sick, but just sick enough to convince your doctor to write a prescription, which entitled you to one pint of 100 proof medicinal whiskey. You go back to your doctor and get a new prescription every 10 days. So you get 3 pints a month during Prohibition. That's that kind of kept us going. They say there were over 6 million prescriptions written for medicinal whiskey during Prohibition. In Kentucky, we have fewer than 4.5 million people living here now. Right. So, yeah, that's how sick we were back then. But that's what kept us in business. We're one of the very few distilleries that was doing that.
Of course, Buffalo Trace, everybody's familiar with that signature product. But here in Frankfort, we have a chance to see a lot of other things that are made at Buffalo Trace. Tell us about your products.
Well, we have over 20 different bourbons that we make here. And here at the distillery for our tastings, we have 6 products that we offer on the tastings. Of course, we've got our Buffalo Trace, our namesake product. It's an 8-year-old bourbon, not just classic bourbon. It's the best. It's our best balanced product, no doubt about it. It's great for cocktails, great for mixers, but it's also at 8 years old. It's fully mature. It's a great sipping whiskey as well. Eagle Rare is a 10-year-old. Also shares the same recipe as Buffalo Trace. That's one of the things we like to show off is how we can get lots of different flavors, even from the same recipe. Of course, we've got the famous and high-demand Blanton's, the original single-barrel bourbon. These are small-batch bourbons. This is a single-barrel bourbon, meaning it's bottled one barrel at a time. What's interesting about that is you can taste those subtle differences that emerge during the aging process from one barrel to the next. And so this is really, this came out in 1984, back during the dark days, really, of the distilling industry. Bourbon wasn't a thing. Elmer T. Lee was our master distiller at the time, and he was trying to get people coming back to bourbon, so he created a very special, it's the first super premium bourbon, the first single barrel bourbon, first coming to special packaging and things like that. And really, if you think about it, this product and Elmer T. Lee kind of set the stage for this whole bourbon renaissance that we're in right now. So it's still a very, very popular product. We've got our E.H. Taylor small batch. We have a whole series of products under the E.H. Taylor label. Actually, E.H. Taylor was, he's considered the father of the modern bourbon industry. Okay. And he really brought the Industrial Revolution to the distilling industry right here back in the 1870s through 1880s. This is actually a replica of the style of bottle that he used, on the packaging on the shelf. It comes in a tube. We're just replicating what he did here. Even one of our tours, we feature the Old Taylor. Weller is a wheated bourbon. Traditionally, bourbon has to be made from at least 51% corn. Traditionally, rye is the second grain, malted barley is the third. The law only stipulates corn, doesn't mention any other grain. So William LaRue Weller, back in the 1800s, made a bourbon using wheat rather than rye as that flavor grain. And so we still do that. It's a very, very popular. The rye adds some of the spice to the bourbon. Take away the rye, substitute wheat. It tends to bring out the sweetness of the corn. So a lot of people consider a wheated bourbon as a little bit sweeter. And then the last we have is actually not even bourbon at all. It's Sazerac rye. An American rye whiskey follows all the same rules as bourbon whiskey. It's just the ratio of grains is different. It has to be at least 51% rye. So this is mostly rye, some corn, and a little bit of malted barley. And so we have this is what we offer on a kind of a rotating basis on our tastings here at the distillery.
You mentioned the bourbon renaissance. Obviously, bourbon today is a lot different than it was 20, 30 years ago. And the demand and the just interest in bourbon. Tell us about that.
I've been working here at the distillery as a tour guide for 9 years. And so for the last 10 years, really, demand for bourbon has been growing every year over the previous year, hadn't slowed down. I've kind of seen that. The distillery itself has grown like crazy. We're expanding, we're growing, we're expanding our products. We've got $1 billion investment that Sazerac, our parent company, is making here in expansion. We're getting close to the payoff of all of that here pretty soon. But yeah, it's the demand is just it's growing like crazy. When I started here 9 years ago, people were coming in and they'd tour the distillery and look around, and then they'd buy a bottle as a souvenir. Well, because bourbon is an aged product, it's one of the things we try to help people understand. What you're enjoying today was created at a time when demand was lower. Buffalo Trace is an 8-year-old bourbon. 8 years ago, demand wasn't nearly as high. We produced more than we ever thought we would be able to sell, and it's still not enough. And so part of what we try to educate the guests that come here, the reason it's so hard to find is not that we're keeping it all here or selling it all outside the country. It's just not there. And demand grows. We're behind that curve, and there's no way to close that, even by literally doubling our production, which is what we're in the midst of. Even when we get that completed, there's still going to be a gap before all of that new product is ready.
Our guest today, Buffalo Trace tour host Lee Coward. I'm Alan Watts, traveling the Bluegrass.